Our Lady of Champion, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We began our novena this year at the dawn of the New Testament with the apparition of Our Lady of the Pillar in faraway Spain. Today we turn not only to our own time, but close to home, to a place which I hope you have all visited, or if not, will visit after hearing this sermon. In the year 1831, a Belgian couple named Lambert and Catherine Brice gave birth to a girl named Adèle. Adèle suffered an accident at a very young age that left her blind in her right eye. Despite this severe handicap, she was always known throughout her childhood as very cheerful and pious. After Adèle made her first Holy Communion, she, along with some of her close friends, promised the Blessed Virgin Mary that they would devote their lives to being teaching religious in their home country of Belgium. This promise seemed to be thwarted by the fact that her parents then decided to move to America with many other Belgian families. Her confessor counseled her nevertheless to be simple and obedient to her parents, assuring her that if the Lord willed for her to become a teacher and a sister, she would no doubt serve in that vocation in the New World. After the long voyage across the sea, the Brice family joined the large Belgian settlement near Champion, Wisconsin. The lives of the Belgian pioneers were no easier than that of other early American settlers. Many died in the harsh Wisconsin winters that greeted them. And like so many others, Adèle and her family had to live off the land, working and milling grain. Adèle made it to adulthood. And one day, while walking through the woods, she saw a lady dressed in white, standing between two trees, and although this woman remained entirely silent, as we have known to be the case in so many other apparitions, it left Adèle full of wonder. At first, her parents thought, perhaps without some good reason, that in fact, this was a soul in purgatory, simply in need of prayers. A few days later, and the date was October 9th, 1859, that is, 5 years after the solemn definition of the Immaculate Conception by Blessed Pius IX, and only 1 year after the apparitions at Lourdes, Adèle was walking to Mass with her sister and a friend, that is, walking 10 long miles from her home, a journey which she made every Sunday, regardless of the weather. On this very same path, Adèle saw once again the lady standing in that very same spot between the two trees. But Adèle was the only one who could see her. Her companions simply journeyed on, and so she quickly rejoined them. They made it to Mass, and immediately afterwards, Adèle spoke to her parish priest and told him about the incident. He instructed her that if the lady should appear to her again, she should put the question, "In God's name, who are you, and what do you want of me?" She journeyed home, and sure enough saw the lady now for a third time. She was clothed in dazzling white, with a yellow sash around her waist, and her dress fell all the way to her feet in beautiful folds. She had a crown of stars on her, around her head, and her long golden wavy hair fell loosely over her shoulders. She had such a heavenly light around her that Adele could hardly look at her face. Overwhelmed, she fell to her knees and said, as her priest had instructed her, "In God's name, who are you, and what do you want of me?" The lady replied, "I am the Queen of Heaven, who prays for the conversion of sinners, and I wish for you to do the same. You received Holy Communion this morning, and that is very well indeed, but you must do more. You must make a general confession and begin to offer Holy Communion for the conversion of sinners. If they do not convert and do penance, my son will be obliged to punish them." Adele's companions were still unable to see the lady, and so they asked her, "Who is it? Why can't we see her as you do?" Adele instructed them, "Kneel down, for the lady says she is the Queen of Heaven." The lady now gazed kindly upon all of them, saying, "Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." She then looked once more toward Adele and asked, "What are you doing here in idleness while your companions are working in the vineyard of my son?" At this, Adele began to weep and implored her, "What more can I do, dear lady?" She replied, "Gather the children in this wild country and teach them what they should know for salvation." Adele replied, "But how should I teach them, I, who myself know so little?" "Teach them their catechism," the lady replied. "Teach them how to sign themselves with the sign of the cross and how to approach the sacraments. That is all I wish you to do. Go and fear nothing. I will help you." Then, engulfed in light, Our Lady lifted her hands as though she were beseeching a blessing for those at her feet. Then slowly she vanished from sight, leaving them all overwhelmed and prostrate on the ground. After these apparitions, and in accordance with Our Lady's instructions, Adele began to venture all around the area, sometimes as far as 50 miles, to teach children the catechism. She was undeterred by the terrible weather, by fatigue, or even the ridicule she would encounter as she approached different homes. Very often she would receive the reply that there was no time for her to teach the children the catechism, for they had too much work to do. Adele would then offer to share in the household chores in exchange simply for the privilege of teaching the children their catechism. Adele's parents believed all that had happened to her, and eventually her father built a small family chapel in honor of the apparitions. After many years of doing this, Adele gathered around her other women who would assist her in this teaching mission. They received many blessings and all the financial support they required. And finally, many men and women would join in this effort to build a convent, school, and finally a larger wooden chapel on the grounds to accommodate all the faithful who would come to the site of the apparitions in pilgrimage. Inscribed over the chapel's entrance were the words, "Notre Dame de Bon Secours, priez pour nous." Our Lady of Good Help, pray for us. To confirm her further in her teaching mission and in the reality of Our Lady's mission to them, another great miracle occurred some 12 years after and indeed on the eve of the 12th anniversary of the apparitions. The great Peshtigo fire broke out in Wisconsin in 1871. The date was October 8th. Many people don't know that this was, in fact, the most devastating fire in U.S. history, ravaging over 1 million acres and killing some 2,000 people. Due to the high winds at the time on the dry autumn grounds, the fire quickly became a fast inferno and roared like a tornado, heading directly toward the shrine grounds. The people were desperate, and so they fled to the chapel. Lifting up the statue of Mary, they remained there in prayer all night, processing around the sanctuary, praying the rosary and singing hymns to Jesus and Mary. Early the next morning, a steady rain came and extinguished all the flames. The fire had reached the shrine's fence and burned it, but it did not harm any of the grounds. To this very day, the descendants of those whose lives were spared on that night come to celebrate this miracle on its anniversary. And so this, along with the anniversary of October 9th, form the two most important days of the year for veneration of Our Lady of Good Help. Adele and her sisters continued to teach and catechize after this great miracle, all the way until her death on July 5th, 1896. In the year 2010, after a year-long investigation into their authenticity, the local bishop, the Most Reverend David Ricken, approved the apparitions of Our Lady of Champion as worthy of belief. And in 2016, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops designated the grounds as the first national shrine in honor of an approved Marian apparition. Dear flock, I hope it is not lost on any of you that Our Lady of Champion is the special patroness of all of you who travel a great distance to come to Mass. Many of you listening to this sermon tonight online would gladly come in person every night to this novena if you could. You travel far for Holy Mass. Remember to prepare on your car ride, to make a good confession when you get here, and a fervent Holy Communion. And never forget to offer your sacrifice and reparation for poor sinners. Consider how Adele would offer to share in family chores just so she could have the privilege of teaching catechism to children. We might easily be critical of those families 150 years ago who thought it was more important for their children to do the household chores than to follow the catechism. But at least they were pulling them away from catechism to do chores. How often do families today pull their children away from learning the faith or neglect to bring them to catechism at church for far less lofty motives? Never neglect to bring your children here to learn the faith. And if you are truly unable to bring your children to classes here, you should be spending the same amount of time with their catechism at home. And set the example by continuing to learn the faith yourself. Finally, whatever disasters may lie in store for any of us, we are reminded by this holy apparition in our midst that no harm can come to our souls if we place all our confidence in the Queen of Heaven. Those who pray to our Blessed Mother every day are the ones who find fulfilled in themselves the glorious promise made by the Apostle: all things work unto good for those who love God. Our Lady of Good Help, Our Lady of Champion, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.